Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. We're back again today, July 18th, 2009. I'm Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, your host. On last week's show, we had a great guest, Carol Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, talking to us about identifying and following our true nature. If you didn't listen to that show, please go back and take a look, because we'll have to have her back to continue with that discussion. We did not get into too much detail about the different types of nature that each of us have. Next week, our guest will be Nancy Baker, who will help us to explore how to overcome blocks in our lives in very unique ways. So please call into our show. Make a note of it in your diary or wherever you keep your notes. 347-308-8388 is a call-in number. If you are in the chat room, please chat. If you're calling in and you want to speak to me, there's a button there that you can press so it indicates on my switchboard that you want to talk. Okay. It's important for you to call in and to sign up on the Blog Talk Radio show page, because then you can make the show your favorite, if it is, as well as become a friend of the show. You can also put your comments on the show page showing how you benefit from the show, and you can talk live in the chat room, as I said. I'll be checking the chat room from time to time. Today I'm doing a sort of review and roundup of previous shows and the contents that you might have missed as a newcomer to the show, or just because you were too busy to catch that particular show. And that will be the background to our topic for today, which is life-work balance. I'll be using the term life-work and work-life balance interchangeably. The emphasis on life first is exactly that, and work-life is what people usually talk about. Before I go into that, I'm literally begging you to join my mailing list so that you do not miss out on one thing in particular. I'm launching, as of August 1st, but I'm starting with my announcements on Monday regarding the pre-release of a coaching package which I call the 30-Day Life Enhancement Journey e-handbook. 30-Day Life Enhancement Journey e-handbook. If you go to my website, www.sapienscoaching.com, right on the homepage, you'll have a link giving you the choices and the information. But to get the details, send me an email, heb@sapienscoaching.com. That's H, the letter H as in house, E as in air, and B as in boy, heb@sapience, S-A-P-I-E-N-C-E, coaching, all one word, .com. I want you to get a hold of this handbook because it will walk you through the whole month, and then you can repeat it whenever you like. The plus about this e-handbook is that you can also email me with questions. Now, it's not often, I don't know if it's ever, that you can buy a book and then speak to the author about the contents or about a problem you're having with a particular statement or a particular challenge in your life. So I suggest at this time you take advantage of this. Send to me for the details and be ready for the launch on August 1st. I'm going to take a quick break and then come back with the contents of today's show. But I'd like to ask you to call someone and ask them to listen to the show right now. Call that person who you know needs to hear about life-work balance or needs to ask a question. Okay? And so I'll be back while you take some deep breaths or make a phone call. Welcome back, everyone, those of you in the chat room and those of you who are listening quietly at home or wherever you are. By the way, even if you're on vacation, remember you can still listen in and add to the quality of your vacation by having some empowering thoughts and ideas presented to you on this show. By the way, I forgot to mention that along with the e-handbook, which you'll receive in 6 segments, 5 to each segment for the 30 days, you'll also be able to use the option of registering for very reduced rate coaching. And you can get your coaching done on Skype, so you don't even have to pay for the phone call. So I am sure you want to think about that. Today, we are focusing on life-work balance, as I said. And that is part of our series on centering for career action. But as I said, I want to recap some of the shows which we had before, that in case you haven't gathered all that information already, you can catch up and move forward with us on the show. I want you to have this new spirit as you start listening to our shows for the rest of the year. It's like live coaching without paying a cent. It's like attending an ongoing workshop. And from the feedback I get from listeners, by the way, we have up to 1,950 listens so far. From the feedback I get from those who listen, they feel knowledgeable and empowered as well as relaxed after the show. We have spoken about subjects like how to find your purpose. We have talked about what life coaching is about, what to expect from it and what not to expect. We had a series in January on job search strategies. And in other shows, we talked about stress, the results of bad stress, finances, relationships. We talked about career engineering, managing your career, career choice, perspectives on career change, job loss, the hidden job market, all those aspects of life we have explored on a practical level. In addition, we've talked about midlife and retirement, redefining retirement, how to invest in your pre-retirement period to be ready for retirement. We have explored joy on the job and aging backwards. We had a panel once of 3 guests, and on that occasion, we shared a variety of life challenges and how to deal with these upheavals in our life in a positive way. And on we've gone. One of my recent shows dealt with the subject of fear, and fear is a very timely topic because many people are facing fears of all kinds, and I introduced my ebook on that subject, which is on lulu.com. So if you want to get hold of it, either go directly to lulu.com or link to it from my website, or send me an email and ask me how to get a copy. And we talked about intuition and insight and inner wisdom and subjects like how your brain works, quantum energy, and so on and so forth. We even went as far as to explore how networking and connecting helps in our careers. And we had a guest who introduced her book on using a vision board. And we had many motivational guests who talked to us about being passionate and living our dreams and how to handle career changes or the prospect of having to change careers. And so all of that is a backdrop to what I have to say today on work life or life-work balance. As I said earlier, our guest next week will be helping us to clear blocks in our lives so that we can live the life that we really want. And that will be a good follow-up to what we'll be focusing on today. If you have questions, please call in. If you're in the chat room, I'll take a look and see how I can be helpful. All right. Now, let us look at life-work balance as the optimal state that we want to be in if we're working people. And without doubt, there are many people in the workforce today who didn't plan to be in it, but they're forced to if they want to survive or live or thrive. So their concerns when it comes to life-work balance might be different from people who chose to have a career and to pursue their career right to the bitter end. Work-life balance is not just an issue for executives. It is an issue for those who stay at home for years and are just rejoining the workforce, as well as those who have to readjust to a new career or left a job 9-to-5 to go into their own business. What we want to do when we talk about life-work balance is to set personal priorities and figure out how much time, energy, and value we want to place on different aspects of our lives. Sometimes we waste time on certain things, and then we blame the overload and the stress and distress that we experience on something completely different. So it means we have to come to some clarity about what it is we're doing and what is causing what in our lives. In today's world, events in our lives and the way we feel, especially women over 40 at home or in the workplace, are affected by a myriad of things, not just one. Many of you have identified for yourself already when things turn upside down in your life, what are the causes? But on a larger scale, what is happening in the society and the world at large are things like the shrinking pool of skilled labor, which puts more stress on those who are already at work, who have to do more with less, no help, or less help. There's stress from the changing family structure, where a family is no longer referred to as nuclear, but has different dimensions to it. their increasing number of women in the workforce, and in particular, there's about 25% of the workforce, it has been determined, at least in this part of the world, to be working mothers. Now, I grew up with all mothers working, so I don't know about that being a change in other countries, but definitely it is on the increase. And changing expectations of men as well put different stress on women. There are changing expectations for the young and the old. Now the two generations, three generations, up to four collide at the workplace. And of course, the increasing impact of technology. So all these things together throw us out of the cool, one-track, linear positions we were in before, to just get up, dress, take the bus, take the train, or whatever, go to the office, go back home, and do our job. Now we have all these other forces that weigh on us as we try to earn a living and live a calm, happy, peaceful, safe life. So all of this forces us into action in other areas in order to balance things out. At the workplace, there is a bit of rigidity. The traditional corporate ladder is not working for the majority of people. Businesses are changing, people are changing, things are moving faster, but the workplace doesn't give, especially working mothers, the options that they need to make their lives complete. Corporations and industries have been adjusting very slowly, and therefore many qualified women have to leave the workplace because they just cannot cope or choose not to sacrifice home, family life, husband, and their personal well-being to doing a 40-hour-plus work week without the employer being sensitive to their other needs. So women as wives, mothers, caretakers are caught up in this bind of how to balance everything. And we should not have to choose. Europe seems to be ahead of the U.S. in focusing on giving flexible working hours and flexible arrangements for work. There is one, at least, and a few other big companies here in the U.S. that have sort of adjusted their working patterns in order to, and of course it's women who are leading that campaign, so that you don't have to stay on the job continuously for 30 years to benefit from your expertise and your input into the workplace. You can leave and come back and not lose track of where you are. And so this fit between your life and your career is an ongoing struggle for many people. The question is one of choices. Whether you have a choice or you feel trapped, whether you feel stuck, you want to leave, but you have to earn a living. So there are some options that you can consider in order to save yourself. Among them are to look at your life in a more flexible manner than you're looking at it now. Don't follow traditional patterns as if they're a must. See what adjustments you can make. Redefine how you think about success. Does it matter to you that much that you would give up your well-being, your health, your family for work or for that much work? Maybe your stress is caused because you're carrying around guilt, not so much because the work is that pressing. You figure that you should be home rather than at work. Figure that out. Talk it out with someone trustworthy. And, of course, we go right back to our topic of intuition. follow your intuition and your inner wisdom in deciding what is best for you. Another good pointer is to get into relationships with those who are progressive in their thinking, so that you don't listen to negatives that will make you feel worse every day about the fact that you are overloaded at work and you don't have enough time for yourself or your family. Listen to people and collaborate with others, not just in social media network where you do a bit of idle chatter here and there, but where you really feel supported in your decisions and your choices. Now, of course, life-work balance is of primary importance when people are talking about suffering from burnout and stress, which was also a topic on this show. That is inevitable if you don't find a way to adjust the way you work for months and for years. Now, granted, much of our work life is not under our control. The bosses call the shots, or the employer or the company. So if you do not look at your own priorities carefully, manage your own time, find ways to energize and re-energize and to use your energy effectively, then obviously all the other areas of your life, not just your work, will be affected. Now, I have been working since I was 17, studying at the same time. I brought up 4 children. I have pursued different careers, and I'm still starting new stuff every day. I've taken care of husband, parents, siblings, and I am not saying that I'm a genius at this, but what I'm saying is it's possible to use your time very productively and still save yourself, because what you're trying to do with life-work balance is to balance body, mind, and spirit. Draw on the resources that you already have. So what is your situation? Which part of your life is upside down? Which part of you has been in a rut for years? Do you suppose that this is the way you should be living? I would not think so. So I invite you to join me in some fashion to overhaul what is out of whack with your ideal balanced life and the way it ought to be. You know, life coaching provides you with a number of things. It provides you with empathy in whatever situation you're going through. It challenges you to move forward and not to withdraw and give up. It provides you with a mirror to reflect on what is going on in your life. And also gives you models for refocusing your goals and intentions, and primarily gives you ongoing support when you make new directions or plan to make new directions. So if you're using complaining, gossiping, or just calling up friends on the cell phone to help you over a hump, and you don't do anything else, that's exactly what you will be doing for the next 10 years or more. Nothing will change. To find life-work balance, you have to take charge and come up with a strategy or a number of strategies. And that is not difficult at all. What is important, if you would like to make a note and take it up with me, is to have clarity about where you stand and where you want to get to, as well as sticking to your intentions once you have set them and sticking to your plans once you have developed them. So I'll repeat that. Gaining clarity about where you are and where you want to go, intentions, being clear and sticking to them, and sticking to your plan once you've set your course. One of the things you could do in trying to find some balance in your life and not feel overrun and overwhelmed is, of course, to try to slow down. Now, you might say, oh, that's all well and good for you to say. How am I to slow down if I have to run and pick up my child at 6 o'clock, get home and cook, and I have to wash, and I have to do this and do that? Well, I can assure you, most of us have done that. You have to look at your career, your family, and yourself, and figure out, with help, if you don't think you can do it alone, what needs fixing, what needs more support, what needs more time. And generally, we have to start from the spiritual angle, what it is that we find of value and importance. I'm not encouraging anybody to give up their job, but you can, once you have figured out what it is that's important to you, you can seek to talk to your supervisor, your boss, or with some other professional as to how to readjust your work life or how to find another job that will suit what your new goals are. Of course, many of us are not very organized, and that is what causes us to be more overburdened than anything else. So let that inner voice lead you, if nothing else, because you know what you need. You don't want to be drained every day, especially when you need your energy for many years to come. Don't squander your energy. So getting organized will help. Prioritizing what you do, who you do it for, when you do it, are all good steps to take you ahead so that you can live not just stress-free, but peaceful and fulfilling life. In your life-work balance assessment, you might have to make some changes, some dramatic changes, and that involves risk sometimes, risks of different kinds. But you don't want to make maximum risk because you don't want to create a new problem to fix an old one. So think about whether your changes and adjustments are going to affect your finances, your emotional life, your love life, your physical being, and your familial well-being. I want to remind you of the offer I have for this wonderful new handbook, e-handbook, to send me an email. Because you'll find that this 30-day life enhancement journey handbook, which I'm sending out to all who send me an email and sign up for it, will take you through each day and allow you to feel energized and more confident about your next steps. The whole subject matter is under midlife mastery and powerful transition steps. And life-work balance is a transition step because you're just from one way of living to another. I invite you to join me again next Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio when my guest will be Nancy Baker, and we'll be talking about how to live the life you want by getting rid of blocks. And maybe there are blocks in your life that's keeping you from living a balanced one. So whether you're talking about your career or about your life at home, you need balance in both areas as well as together. Have a great week ahead. And this is Hyacinth Gunn-Bailey signing off from Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. Bye.